Zapomeňte na reťazku. XXL dresy a rovné kšilty. Beatcase není vidět, ale přesto je tu a protáhnete tajemstvím loudavých beatů. V pátek od 5 do 7 večer. González a Filip TBC na rádiu Wave.
Pátek, pátá hodina podvečerní, opět začíná další pokračování pořadu Beatcase.
Hurá!
Jo, to je vždycky pohoda, co?
Tady už je to pohoda, ne?
No a co nás dneska čeká? Dneska kromě mozaiky různých novinek a abstraktních beatů, hiphopu a dalších stylů, tak budeme mít účast představit velmi vzácné hosty, kteří dneska vystoupí na akci United Hip Hop v Bordu. A jsou to Icon the Mike King a Das Known.
Yeah.
Takže jak už bylo zmíněno, na mikrofonu tady teďkon vítám Icon the Mike King a Das Known, zástupce amerického undergroundu. Hi guys.
Salutations.
I'm sure you catched what I just said.
Yeah, I understood every word of it.
You said America's underground, dude. That means like underground American rappers.
Is that true?
That would be us. I don't know. Did you say that? I kind of heard it.
I'm convinced you are. Okay, first question.
I can read your thoughts.
Zajímá mě, oni jako zástupci undergroundu jsou součástí kultury hiphopové, které dominují jména jako 50 Cent a další. Jak se cítí být součástí téhle kultury? You're part of hiphop culture that is dominated by stars like 50 Cent and others. How do you feel about it?
Should I?
You should.
Okay. I'm not even mad anymore. You know what I mean? It's been 15 years almost now, or you know, no, maybe like 12 years since horrible rap music has dominated in America. So at this point, I just see what I do as something and what we do as something completely different. It's an alternate culture.
Yeah, it's like a subculture at this point. It's kind of like you have a progressive rock and glam rock or something. Mm-hmm. You have like indie rap and, you know, regular rap.
But you know, for a few cats and kids, it's a bit difficult to understand. They see just the top of the iceberg.
Well, I mean, it was the same for us too. Like when I was 12 years old, I remember I was obsessed with like Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre, and I mean those were classic albums. That was great gangster rap music, but it definitely took me a lot of investigation and digging, even in America on the East Coast, where like hip hop was, you know, it was the mecca in the early 90s. It took me still, you know, I still had to dig a lot to find the underground rap. So I mean, wherever it is, I mean, the thing is rewarding and difficult about the underground is whenever you get to it, it's a struggle to get to it. You have to find it. Mm-hmm. You know, you see it, you see the graffiti, you see the breakdancers, you hear people rapping that aren't on the radio, and like it takes you a while to find it, to connect all that together. But when you do,
right, it's very rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
Já teď požádám Trustyho, organizátora akce, aby nám
možná mi něco vypadlo z hlavy, ale tak celkově jsem chytil.
Hlavně, I feel like you guys are making fun of us right now.
No, don't worry. hlavně říkal, že už to už ani neštve, jako ta situace, jak je teď, protože už se to děje tak dlouho a člověk se s tím stejně ani nemůže moc dělat, takže spíš se jenom soustředuje na svůj scénu, aby dělal to, co chce sám. A pak ještě pokračoval o tom, že vlastně když byl mladý, tak taky vlastně cenil Snoop Dogga a Dr. Dre, který by si dali říct, že byli jakoby 50 Cent té doby, a taky mu to jako stejně něco dodávalo, ale každý si musí stejně hledat tu undergroundovou scénu, a to je největší problém. To vždycky někde je, jsou ty lidi, kteří to chtějí poslouchat, ale není to na očích každýho, je to, dává to práce.
My next question is for Icon. On MySpace, you mentioned that you've supported stars like Jay-Z, Ludacris, and on the other side, underground rappers like LP, A$AP Rock, Mr. Leaf, and others. What scene is more comfort? What stage is more comfortable for you? Jenom stručně přeložím. Icon na MySpace uvádí, že předskakoval takovým jménům jako je Jay-Z, Ludacris, což jsou superstars na americké hiphopové scéně, ale na druhé straně supportoval i takovým jménům amerického undergroundu, jako je LP, A$AP Rock, Mr. Leaf, Sirius Walt, spousta dalších. Zajímá mě, jaká poloha vlastně mu sedí líp a kde se cítí jako pohodlněji.
I mean, for me, like, every stage is comfortable for me, but as far as, like, what the people gravitate to more, the people that come to the A$AP Rock and LP and C-Ray shows, they like me more, because, like, you know, they can get into the more dense lyricism, but the people that go to the Jay-Z and Ludacris shows, they can just feel the energy and the fun of it, so, I mean, either way, it's still a good show, it's just, and... It seems like people get more out of it at the shows that are like more catered to the type of stuff I do.
Takže hlavně je v podstatě jedno, na jakýmkoliv stage je. Hlavně ať lidi cítí energii, ale asi nejvíc to cení lidi na těch undergroundovějších věcech, protože je to samozřejmě blíž tomu stylu a to jim jako víc bere, ale Stejně říká, že všechno je dobrý.
Jasně.
We've agreed to move our nuclear weapons in exchange for trade sanctions. Feels like the United Nations up in here.
Trusty, můžeš pomoct?
To bylo takový vnitřní vtip.
Aha, takže neradno překládat. Dobře, já ještě připomenu, že my se za chvilku vrátíme a na konci vstupu dokonce nám i pánové tady dají do beatu nějaký freestyle naživo, na což se velice těšíme.
This is so weird.
Did you understand?
No, freestyle, I guess you want us to do that, but that was the only word I understood.
I'm trying.
Like, I feel What's silly up? Like when I'm looking at you because it's like I don't understand you.
Have you ever seen TV on the news of the United Nations when everyone's sitting?
Am I funny? Am I funny to you?
I mean, no, not it's not you being funny to me. It's just the situation is like you're talking and it's like I'm listening and I'm watching you talk, but I really don't understand. You.
How do you think people feel at your shows in Europe?
Hey, I'm sorry. I wish I spoke every language.
Yeah, it reminds me of the United Nations. When everyone's sitting with the microphones and the headsets right. on and they have a translator.
Do you feel like it?
Yeah, I do. I feel like this is the United Nations right now, like we're doing a peace treaty or something.
Not so far from it.
Yeah, not so far. Exactly.
Teďko nám do podkladu hraje Amon Tobin, skladba Sorry z alba Permutation. My si po této skladbě pustíme další skladbu Poverty s featuringem od Blue Raspberry. A je to z desky Mike and the Fat Man LP, is that it?
Yep.
Od Icona. A potom bude následovat ještě jedna pecka od Dust Nona.